from the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe. It's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through Tay Interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by Pride 48, streaming live from the fabulous Luxor and Excalibur Hotel, Resort, and Casino in fabulous Las Vegas, September 14th through the 16th. Make sure that you tune in and listen to all of the great GLBT and GLBT-friendly podcasts that weekend. And I am joined by the GLBT-friendly podcast free state of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam J. Burns. Hello, Adam.
Well, that might be true, except for me. It may be the GLBT-friendly. Did you ask me how I'm doing?
I did not. How are you doing, Adam?
I'm doing great.
Excellent. I may have asked you how you were doing, and I just don't remember. You know what? There is so much crap going on right now. This is like, this. I just see? I stopped that music cold. That's how badly everything.
Well, you know, you have had some issues with the music the last couple of times, and I've actually had to go in and splice in our theme song or whatever over the top of it and fade it out gradually.
Right. And here's the problem. The original recording of our theme song is no longer available. The gentleman that made it available in Creative Commons has shut down his website, so I can't actually get the original uncompressed version of that song. So I had talked to you several weeks ago about maybe we should think about getting a new theme song, one that we could actually, you know, control, one that we could actually, you know, maybe we could pay someone, dare I say it, to come up with a dubious intent theme song.
Well, I never said no to that, but, you know, I am a creature of habit.
We have been busy with stuff on Pride 48, which is why this show today is going to be very abbreviated.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I don't know why I want to mention this. For some reason, it seemed fitting at one point. You have a cat going back and forth behind you.
Yes.
And this has nothing to do with any. This is a wild tangent.
Yes.
But yes. I was watching earlier the top five animals of America.
Yes.
The top five greatest animals of America.
And my cat was one of them?
No.
No.
But it's just very interesting the things you will watch. Nat Geo, we've been watching Nat Geo recently. Anyway, the bald eagle is not one of the top five.
Probably because not that many Americans have seen a bald eagle. They're mainly found in Canada.
They actually gave them all points for different things like ferocity and danger and all this. Like a moose.
Yes.
That made the list.
Where did a turkey come in? Because you know that was there was a debate when we adopted the bald eagle. Benjamin Franklin was pushing for the turkey to be our state bird, you know, our national bird.
You know that I saw they did not mention a turkey. There was no turkey mentioned. So I'm gonna leave it up to you guys, you loyal listeners, to go out and look for a rerun of America's. It may be a variation of this title, but I believe it was something like America's Greatest Animals.
Okay.
And your homework is.
Yeah, wait, now you're assigning fucking homework?
Report back to us what the top animal was. That's
all right,
it.
Fine. Can we move along now? So here's the thing. We are both intimately involved here in the Pride 48 stuff, which means all of our equipment has to be packed and ready to go. And I'm leaving in 3 days, so I don't know when you're leaving.
Yeah, the same as you. I'm leaving Wednesday about 5:30, 6.
Yeah, so it was just insane for us to schedule doing a show this week. However, you were sick last week, so we didn't do a show then. So this is what's going to happen. Tomorrow evening, Adam is going to be doing the final state of the station with the rest of the suits. And so what we're going to do is we're just going to wrap up some business here really quickly, and then we're going to put that state of the station recording right here on this show.
So well, let's not just remove the magic from. We're going to actually jump forward in time and listen to the state of the station with you guys. So
because that implies what we would be doing commentary during the listening.
We
won't.
We're just going to sit back on our couches while we pack our equipment and listen with you. So as you're on your treadmill, picture, if you will, us joining in as you listen to the final right. State of the Station before this year's event.
Right. And here's the thing. So if you've somehow been living under a rock or whatever, we will be broadcasting live from Vegas this coming weekend, September 14th through the 16th. And our particular show, Dubious Intent Plus, will be at 8 p.m. Pacific time, Saturday, September 15th. So that is 11 p.m. Eastern time, 8 p.m. Pacific time. Listen to us on pride48.com.
And so I should schedule my massage some other time.
Some
than
other
that.
Time other than 8 p.m. Pacific time, Saturday, September 15th. Let me tell you, if you don't like me, which I don't know why you would be listening to this show if you don't like me, but if you don't like me, Saturday is not a good day to listen because I got to do Live It Up. I got to do Live It Up on Saturday, then I got to do DI Plus on Saturday, and then do Sauced on Saturday, and then sit in on Donna Sugar's show right after Sauced. So
at which point you will be sauced. So,
that's right.
You know.
So the point is, it's not a good day to listen to Pride 48 if you're not if you don't like me. Likewise, though, alternatively, though, Friday and Sunday, you won't hear me at all. So you should listen on Friday and Sunday if you don't like me. So, and you're going to be, how do you feel about you're doing my job this year? Well, not my job, but you're doing what I did last year. So you're going to be the host. How do you feel about that?
How do I feel? You know, I feel fine. Everyone knows that, well, the one thing that I'm nervous about is I'm not nervous about leading anything or rambling. I'm good at rambling for, you know, however long it needs to be. But the one thing I'm a little bit nervous about is the opening skit because I suck. I am not an actor. I suck at anything scripted or having to be like, yes. I can be off the cuff. I can ramble. I can interview people. I can do all that. But something scripted, well, yes. as we learned last year,
yes,
I don't do well with that. So, So that is the one part. So if anyone is going to listen and hear Adam fuck up, I'm telling you right now, that is when it's going to happen.
The part of Adam Burns tonight will be played by...
right.
Maybe we can get an understudy for you.
You know, and the funny thing about it is, I'm the only one in the skit who is playing myself.
Right.
And I will still fuck it up. I mean, I'm just telling you right now. I mean, I will. But if you want to hear Adam fuck up, listen to the opening, not the pink carpet,
right.
But the opening show.
Well, you can listen to the pink tarp.
Well, yes. Listen to the whole damn 48 hours. But I'm saying if you want to hear me fuck up,
right.
That's when. Then, other than that, you know, I'm feeling fine about it. You know, I am stressed.
I'm panicked right now.
I'm stressed because there's a lot to go on, but we've delegated a lot of stuff.
Yeah, but so, I'm sitting here looking at my list of stuff, and I'm just like, holy fuck. I'm just... All right, and on that note... because one of the big things on my list is to go back through all of the episodes of DI Plus over the past.
How many people were taking bets? I just want to know, were their listeners actually betting on whether this list existed and whether it would be created before the event?
I don't think anyone ever thought the list. I said that I admitted that the list didn't exist and that I needed to go back through and do it. Here's the thing. Donna Sugars was going to help me go back through, but she's busy dressing the dolls and making stuff and getting ready for her stuff in Vegas. I've been making the boxes. Larry Q Sledge, who would be another person that might help, he was busy doing all the artwork for the boxes. And you know, you've been sick and whatever. But the point is I don't have a list. I don't know how many dead people we've gone through. I don't know how many. So here's what I want to do. We're not going to weasel out of the contest. We will still award a prize for this contest. However, we will not be drawing for names in Vegas. There's just no possible way with everything else that's on my plate that I can get that done before we get to Vegas. So we will not. And here's the other thing. Even if we were drawing for names in Vegas, either in some alternate universe where I did magically find the time to do this, we wouldn't be giving out the prize there because you and I are got to eat, right? I mean, we would be giving that prize out after we got back. Because I don't want to like drain us of money while we might have incidental expenses there or whatever. So we wouldn't send the money out until we got back anyway. So it's not like anyone's losing anything here other than that. If you called in with a celebrity, you are still on the list. If we said you got it, I will go back through. I will get it all sorted out, but it will not happen before Vegas. And then that leads us to our last little piece of business there is that we need to end this contest.
Everyone, so, you know... I agree. I do. You know, we discussed this before we recorded, and I do agree. We agreed But it has come, it has become kind of a DI plus meme, so to speak, you know.
It has, but what are we doing? We're basically bribing people to call us for $5. So here's what we're going to do. Here's what we're going to do. All right. So this is what we're going to do. The contest is ending. So whatever we have in the queue right now, that's it. All right. Those are the, whoever we have today, and we'll just play those in Vegas. But whoever we have in the queue right now, you still, if you called in already before you heard this show, then you still have a chance. However, we're done with the contest. There will be no additional funds added to it. There will be no, but you are still welcome to call in with a dead celebrity. You may always call the celebrity death line anytime you would like to, when a celebrity dies. However, there's no more contest. There's no more $5 per dead celebrity, whatever. Now it's just for fun. Just for funsies, you can call the celebrity death line.
Right. So we're not retiring the phone line.
And you can call us for other reasons.
Yeah, you can call and say, hey, what's up? You know, how you doing? How's life? Anything you want to say.
Right. So there you go. Those were my things that I wanted to say. So we will not be drawing in Vegas. We'll be drawing after Vegas. And the contest is now over. If you've gotten your call in already, that's fine. We will play those in Vegas. But other than that, done.
Perfect.
Unless someone dies today. Today's Sunday. If someone fucking dies today, then I'll be mad.
So do you have any, or is there any other business that we needed to take care of on today's little show?
No, although I will not be in the state of the station tomorrow night. So you should listen carefully. Should we send out emails to all the people that are podcasting from Vegas? We haven't done that. I just kind of assumed that somebody else would do it, and we never did it. So we never really explained what people would have at their disposal, but nobody's really asking, so I'm assuming that everybody kind of knows, right? You'll have microphones. You'll have up to two things that you can plug in for sound effects. It was just like last year. But if you weren't there last year, you'll have up to four microphones available to you and up to two RCA plugs available to you, which is the eighth inch. I'm sorry, not an RCA, the eighth inch plugs. So it will plug into an iPad or a laptop or a iPod, anything that you have sound on.
Your phone.
Right, your phone. Yeah, whatever. So you will be able to control that. If you have a opening and a closing number, you know, like a theme song like we do, it's probably better to bring that separately on a memory stick or something. Get it to us somehow while you're there, because it'd probably be better for us to play it because we're going to be fading in and out. But it's not the end of the world. You can still play it from your laptop.
Decided that everyone should get that to us before, but we didn't coordinate a really handy way for them to do it. So I think I've gotten a couple of emails. You may have gotten a couple of emails. I don't even know whose theme songs I've got in my Gmail inbox.
That's what we should do. And so what we should do is we should send out an email to all of the Vegas broadcasters, basically, because no one else cares, right? Nobody else cares whether they need to have their theme song or not. Because if you're outside of Vegas and you're participating, we don't need your theme song. You're fine. You can handle it. You're good. And then what's the other? What was the final ruling on? We had a couple of podcasts that we didn't think were going to show, and one of them is now going to show, and we still don't know about the last one. So there may be a last minute schedule change.
There may be, but we don't know. I don't know. I haven't seen any other emails since yesterday, so I'm not sure. I am not sure what we're doing.
I have no more business. All right.
So what we're going to do right now, through the magic of podcasting.
Yes.
Is we are going to jump forward in time, ladies and gentlemen.
Jump.
Right now. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Sit back and you got to get in your DeLorean and get the speed up to, what was it, 80 something?
88 or 80.
And you got to have Doc with you. And you need to have the little flames, you know, shooting out of the tires or whatever. But anyway, so sit back, relax, and enjoy State of the Station from tomorrow.
Wait, but tomorrow's in the future. So how would they be enjoying something?
We're going back to the future.
Pride 48 2012 is coming to an internet near you. Live from fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada, the luxurious Luxor Resort, and cities around the globe, Pride 48 2012 will be streaming across the World Wide Web September 14th through the 16th. Join us online or in person. Stay at the Luxor and Excalibur Resorts and take advantage of our special discounts using our exclusive discount codes. For all this information and more, log on to pride48.com and be sure to mark September 14th through the 16th on your big gay calendar.
Live from the Palatial Pride 48 studios, it's time for your last State of the Station before the Vegas event for 2012. It's not the last State of the Station ever, but it is the last one before the event. I hope everyone's excited. Anyway, this is Adam, and I am joined by a few people, so I'll go ahead and introduce them. I'm joined by Big Fatty, as normal.
Hello, hello lovies.
And Arthur.
G'day.
And Nessa this evening.
Hello.
Hi.
That's a funny last name.
Well, no, not Nessa this evening. Yes, Nessa this evening. So anyway.
Every evening. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. What are you? Are you always Nessa? Or some when you're feeling naughty, are you, you know, Vanessa or?
Naughty Nessa.
Oh, we don't need two naughty people running the hospitality suite.
Good point.
So apparently we have quite a full chat room. I'm not going to read everyone because I can't even read that well. But apparently Mr. Mike just bought $80 worth of underwear.
Oh, woohoo! Hey, underwear?
So I'm wondering, is it one pair of underwear or is he going to model each pair for like 5 minutes, you know, in the underwear party? I don't know.
I don't know what that means.
What do you mean you don't know what that means? He's bought $80 worth of underwear, so it's either a lot, and okay. He's going to have to try each one of them on during the underwear party, because he wants to win really bad, apparently, if he bought $80 worth.
The part I didn't understand is, what is this underwear thing?
The party.
Oh, no, I know what a party is, but I don't know what underwear is.
Oh. Wow, it took
we're a little slow on the uptake there.
I guess
that's
so.
All right. When you have to, you know, put it on the teleprompter and feed it to them. Yeah, that one was on a fork. Let me feed it to you.
I'm sorry, Big Fatty. That wasn't on the script.
Oh, no, it wasn't, Adam.
So anyway, I'll go ahead and get started with a few things that I know of. First of all, if you are streaming from Vegas, you can still provide, we would prefer that you either email Adam or Daniel with your intro music and outro music. If you have not done that and you can bring it with you on a USB stick or something of that, or a floppy disk, then that would be fabulous. So you could do that. That's the first thing on my list that I wanted to tell everyone. The second thing that I wanted to say is there is, if you are on the Google Plus, we will be posting all photos and things over there. We have a Google Plus page. You would look for Pride 48. And there are four events posted to that group. And three of them, and Daniel did not respond to me, so I don't know, but three of them are open to the public. And one of them is invite only. And
underwear party pictures will be posted.
Was
right?
That, what did y'all get that email? Maybe that meant the suits have an invite only one in the public three or forever. I have no clue. Anyway, there is a, you know, we will confirm this, but I can confirm that there is a group for Pride 48 on Google Plus, and that is where all the photos will be posted. So,
which proves that everything that happens in Vegas doesn't stay in Vegas.
Right. So you can, and it is not invite for that. You can join. It's an open group. So you should be fine to join that. I'm probably completely wrong because I couldn't pull up his email here. The other thing is the schedule is up to date, other than two things, which I will be adding soon. I will be adding the day after the
events, we'll be adding those to the schedule.
There will be breakfast with Big Fatty every morning at 8:30.
Hey, hey.
And he will. You didn't set a place for you guys to meet or anything like that.
No, because we're not going to eat at the Luxor. Okay, we're going to go to a different buffet each day. So what we're going to do is we're going to meet in the bar right across from the registration desk at the Luxor at 8:30, and we will walk to a different hotel and have the buffet there.
Okay. So that's one, and that will be on the schedule. The other thing is I will be working out at 7 in the morning, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And anyone who wants to go to the gym, too bad you don't have video. I'm glad you don't have video. But if anybody wants to go to the gym, then I will be there. And this is at the Luxor. So,
and that's free, right?
You know, I believe the gym is free. But I have slept since then. I'll be there at 7. And the spa, however, which has the two hot tubs, cold tub, dry and wet sauna, bananas.
And the bananas, right.
Yes. And I was asked about that. They have all of that. They have fruit, tea and coffee and water, a dressing area, showers. It is clothing optional for anyone who, I did get a question about that on Facebook. And they provide a robe, a nice, really thick terry cloth robe, and I think little sandal-y things to wear, and you get a locker. And now that does cost, I think it's around $15 a day, but you get to keep your locker key all day long if you want. That's so true. You could go back multiple times for your $15.
And Adam, the workout room is it's both sexes, but the spa has different spas for men and women?
Correct.
Or it's the same?
It's different for men and women. So
okay.
The gym,
okay.
Yeah, the gym is men and women, but okay. The spa, there's a door on the left that's men and a door on the right that's women, and they're completely separate. And the staff in the spa is all male, as far as I know, for the men's side. I didn't go into the female side, so I couldn't tell.
Well, which side will Donna Sugars use?
Okay,
I don't know. Anyway.
I guess it depends on how she is dressed at the time.
Well, Donna's in the room, so I mean, Donna, you can tell us. You know, Donna Sugars ain't going to have time to go to the spa. She is on every fucking show in Vegas, I think. I was listening to Donna's most recent show, and I think he's going to be on every show. So, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Probably so.
I'll shut up.
No. By all means, you know, you interject as much as you want to. Let's see. I was going to say, as far as the schedule is concerned, I know it was a little confusing because you have to go to the Vegas link and then the schedule link. Both schedules have Vegas events on them now. I think it is going to point to the same schedule eventually, but for right now, it doesn't matter which schedule link you click. You get the events in both. They look a little bit different.
And there's a, on the Vegas page, there's a Pacific time schedule and there's a Eastern time schedule. So make sure you're clicking on the right one. Is it on the main one also?
Not yet. So yeah, it's preferable, especially for you Vegas people, to click on the Vegas link and then click on schedule. Once you do that, it defaults to Pacific time for those of us who are in Vegas. And there's a title at the top that tells you what time zone it's in. So the one, it'll say Pride 48 Vegas 2012 schedule PDT, but there are links at the top of that you can click on for either Eastern or Pacific.
Okay.
And it has the classes. Oh, there is one change to the class. The class is going to start instead of at 1, the class.
On Thursday,
sorry. Right. Yeah, the Podcasting 101 class is going to start at 2. Pacific time, and that will bump the podcasting equipment class to starting at 4.
Did somebody say bumping podcaster equipment? Oh, sorry.
Yes.
Never mind. That's in the spa. Mm.
You know, but you and Fatty need to get together and you know, go, you know, on the circuit. What's it called? Go on the road?
I think he's referring to our comedy act, I think.
I think you left the script again, Adam.
Whatever. Okay. So back to the Google Plus. I just wanted to mention one other thing about the website. If you can't find it by searching or someone hasn't invited you, there is on the right hand column underneath donate and Twitter, there is a Google Plus link, and that takes you directly to the Google Plus page. So you can friend us that way. Or join the group, whatever it's called.
And the you want to remind them about the GroupMe also?
Yeah. So there's also a for.
Oh, sorry, I thought.
No, I'm glad you told me because I did not. I haven't had time to put an agenda, so I'm just throwing this shit out off the top of my head.
Okay.
So another thing, if you're not aware yet, especially if you're going to be in Vegas, the way we're going to communicate is GroupMe, and you can join that by there is a link also in the right hand column on any page of the website. Under and the heading says communicate in Vegas. And you can do that by a Windows phone, Android phone, iPhone, either in your browser or all three of those have apps. You can also, there's a GroupMe website as well. So any of those ways.
And that's not just for Vegas people. I mean, if you're not going to Vegas and you want to see what everybody's doing, you can do that. But it's really mainly a way for everybody in Vegas to communicate. It's not we're not excluding people that aren't going to be in Vegas, but just realize your fucking phone's going to be going off at 90 miles an hour.
Yeah. Now, if you get the especially if you get the app. Which anybody with a smartphone, because that does cover, I don't know if there's a BlackBerry app or not, but I know for certain there's iPhone, Android, and Windows Phone 7. So if you have one of those smartphones and you get the app, you can set it whether or not to notify you when there's a new message. So you can actually turn that off and just go check it when you want to so that you're not bothered at 3 in the morning.
Now, Adam, I heard on Mark in Canada's latest show, he's a little concerned as to finding out what's going on because he doesn't have a smartphone. What have we made provisions for that on how to get information to people that don't have smartphones?
Well, number one, you can join GroupMe without a smartphone and use the text message feature. So you can actually use, if you have text messaging, you can text message back and forth. And that was one of the complaints last year is because you get text messages constantly. The best way I think to do that would be to go to the GroupMe website, which you get there by clicking on the link on our page, and you can join and enter your phone number and then choose whether or not you want it to send you SMS messages.
Okay. And Turnipet has suggested smoke signals.
So. Right. When you're not at a computer, you're going to be pretty much out of luck. I will tell you that we will have a paper schedule for the eventy types, the shows and the group events will be listed on the very nice. It's a very nice, slick looking schedule that Big Fatty had printed. Thank you, Fatty, for doing that. And that will be included in your swag bags that you're going to get. So you can carry that around and at least know when the shows are going to be happening and when the group events are going to be happening. If you just want to know when, you know, your best friend is going to lunch or whatever, the only way we have is GroupMe. So you'll have to use the text messaging feature.
And the other thing, Mark, the other thing that I would suggest, and for other folks who may not have smartphones or whatever, just look for the drunks in the bar right across from the registration desk, because y'all, that's where I found everybody last year. Okay. And to be able to have that nice card, you got to be able to go to the hospitality suite, and you go to the hospitality suite, you got to know where the fuck it is. So can I say fuck on here? I'm sorry. So just be on the lookout for people. And if it looks like somebody that looks familiar or voices that you recognize, it's probably us. So anyway.
All right. So anyway, yeah. So there'll be plenty of ways to communicate. And, but yeah, GroupMe is the official way. But, you know, and someone in the chat room said that there is BlackBerry available. Well, it'll work text messaging. And I believe they were saying there's possibly a BlackBerry app as well. So I will not be drunk, so you will not find me if you're looking for drunks.
Why?
I don't think I'll be drunk. I wasn't drunk at all last year.
But you were also working the majority of the time you were there, so
that's correct. That's going to be different this year. Now, Adam, while you're talking, you mentioned the classes and everything. Explain to folks about broadcasting those classes and videotaping those classes and what the change that we had to do there.
Okay. So we are not certain that the room will be set up in time for Thursday's classes especially. So we are not planning on streaming the Thursday classes on Pride 48. Originally, we thought we might try to stream them if for anyone who wasn't in Vegas. We do not think we're going to be able to get everything set up in time to do that. However, we are going to make every attempt to videotape those classes and possibly audio tape those classes as well. So we will make those available at a later date. Fridays, we should, unless there's some major catastrophe or we, I don't know, there's an earthquake or something, we should be able to stream the Friday classes on the stream.
And one of those classes, the last one of those classes, is a round table for folks to ask questions. So even if you're not interested in specific topics that are being covered in the classes, it's a way to come and ask questions of Pride 48, ask the suit, so to speak.
Yeah. So the just to go over again briefly, the first class on Thursday at 2, remember it's 2 o'clock now, people, is going to be Podcasting 101. Daniel is teaching that one. He's going to go over RSS, setting up your feed, setting up your website, all the basic, you know, how to get your show art and all that on your, you know, file and get it into iTunes and all of that stuff. And
I'm going to take that one. I think.
Right. You need to learn how to get your album art. How long did it take you to get your album art back on there?
It's not up yet still.
Oh, so he's going to cover that. And then from 4 to 6, and the way these classes are going to work is there's going to be between 45 minutes and an hour of actual content by the teacher. And then the last 45 minutes to an hour will be questions, depending on how many questions people have. So we've allotted 2 hours for each one. It may or may not take that long. The second one on Thursday is going to be the equipment class. And I'm going to go over equipment to do a basic podcast, a little more advanced equipment, and how to set up that equipment. And then I may go over, you know, just some extra things on setup and how to get certain things working, like
Adam will be happy to check your equipment out at that class.
Right. So if you have any questions about equipment, I will try to do my best to answer those. So that'll be me. That'll be for, again, 2 hours, about 1 hour, 45 minutes to an hour of content, and then questions from anyone. On Friday, we have two classes. The first one is audio editing with Daniel. And I don't know what time that one is. Let me see. Let me pull up the handy dandy schedule here. I believe that one's starts in the morning. So
I think it's 10 a.m. in the morning.
Is that like an ATM machine?
Yes, where you get cash money, yes.
Okay. So, yeah, that one is at 9 a.m.
Huh?
Yeah.
Is it? Okay.
It's at 9 a.m. on Friday. Good. And Daniel has asked that if you have a crappy show, I mean, if you have some audio from your show, bring it on a USB key or drive or whatever or something like that, and he can help you out on that. And he will be covering, of course, audio editing, stuff like noise removal, leveling, how to use Audacity, that sort of thing. Just anything you might want to know to edit. I think he'll go over his workflow.
I think that's
editing.
The one that Ricky wants from Foul Monkeys or needs. Never mind, sorry. Nessa, will you make sure he's up in time for that one?
I'll try.
Okay.
And so there's that one. And then the last class of the event is the live broadcasting class, and that's at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And I will be doing that one. The first hour or so of that will be live, maybe less, but the first half of it roughly will be live broadcasting stuff. So I'll tell you again how to set up Edcast, how to set up Nicecast, if I can learn how to use a Mac in an hour. And then stuff. I'm probably going to cover some stuff like how to Skype in a co-host and things of that nature that people always have problems with and want to do some more complicated issue stuff.
And since you brought Skype up, remind everybody we're not using Skype.
Or how to Google Plus in a co-host, even.
Thank you.
yeah, we're not using Skype for this streaming. If you have a co-host that needs to come in, so we will be that reminder again. You need to make sure your co-hosties join Google if they haven't already, and you know how they know how to join a Hangout, basically.
And you know how to add them in if you've been testing and you've been testing with Skype, you need to make sure you also can test it with Google Plus also. I don't know if it's any different, but
it shouldn't be.
And I know it's the same thing, but I don't know if we're using an actual Hangout or if we would be using just the Google Chat window. I'm not sure what Daniel said, but just make sure they at least have a Google account.
Okay.
Because he didn't, I don't know that he specified.
Okay.
On that. The other thing I don't know if we mentioned on the last date of the station or not, we have an underwear party, which I mentioned earlier, which is happening on Friday night at 11 p.m. So that's following the live, the broadcasting from Vegas. So the last Vegas show is actually 8 to 9 on that evening. So you have 2 hours to eat dinner and go get your underwear on.
That's Pacific time.
Right. Yeah. All of this stuff that I'm going over for Vegas is Pacific because I'm assuming the people out of Vegas are not going to be. We're not streaming the underwear party.
No.
So we will have the stream playing in the room, and there will be judges for different events. And Larkin, I can't remember what the categories were. There was a female panty something or other. There was a jock, Mr. Jock, a Mr. Brief. You know, I was kind of hoping there'd be a Mr. Thong because I really think I'm going to wear a thong.
Well, and I think Mr. Big Balls is also one of the... one of the things, yeah.
So. Now, I know that I know that Wes, Country Wes, is a judge, and he doesn't like guys wearing thongs, so I know I won't win anyway, but I don't care.
Adam, go back to after the round table, the folks that are going to do, are going to learn how to be board operators, that's going to happen right after that, right?
Yes, and that's great. Not on the schedule either.
Right.
Yeah. We will talk to the people who volunteered. Daniel has that list, but basically we will be anyone who volunteered to help with running the board will get special attention from us if they need it.
Ooh.
And we'll just show them how to run the board and, you know, whatever they need to do. The other thing that we need is, well, I'm sorry, I'm reading the chat room. I apologize, everyone. I can't read the chat room and talk at the same time. So another thing that we will need still is runners. So even if you don't want to run the board, or if we have enough people to run the board, we need other people to, if you're running the board, you're kind of stuck there. So we need someone to, you know, give us a pee break, or, you know, go get drinks, or if we need to go tell a show that's coming up next something and we can't get up, anything like that that we need to do, we kind of need a second person there. So if you have volunteered already, I apologize if you sent me something, but just let us know again that you volunteered for that. And we're also going to have a sign-up sheet, hopefully, in the suite. So you can sign up for that. The other thing that we will have a sign-up sheet for is the interstitial person. So I'm going to explain this again. What we are doing this year in between shows, each show is going to be 55 minutes. 50 to 55 minutes. The opening of a block and the closing will be 55. The other ones will be 50. And and that's the Vegas shows. And what we're going to do, instead of playing like an anti-Vera sort of interstitial, we're going to have members of the Pride 48 family take a microphone and go interview people and do a little chit chat. Let the people in the chat room know what's going on in the room, et cetera, for about 10 minutes, between 5 and 10 minutes, while the other show is getting ready. So we do need volunteers for that as well. And there will be a sign up sheet for that in the suite. So you can volunteer for that, and then Daniel will get with you and let you know when you're going to do it. I don't know if there's going to be actual times on there, or if I'm not sure how they're doing that sign up sheet, but we want everyone to get involved. This is your chance to sort of get involved. We don't want the suits doing everything. We didn't have Auntie Vera do those interstitials because we really wanted the chat room to feel like they were there. So we really want them to hear the crowd background and get an idea of what's going on in the room. So even if you want to do something like point out who's dressed the worst in the audience or whatever, you know.
John Ong is asking if we need a wireless mic. I don't know if we do or not.
So here's the deal. If you have a wireless mic that is an actual handheld microphone, you are welcome to bring it and we will test it out and see if it works. We are not going to use a clip-on or over-the-ear because that'll be too hard quickly to get off and on of someone. So we're not going to do that. But if you have a handheld, then that would be good. If you don't mind bringing it, we will have a wireless mic, but not for those because it's going to take too long to get it off and on. So like for the classes and stuff like that. But yeah, John, if you want to bring that, that'd be great. If you trust everyone and their dog to be using it.
Oh, Lord.
All right. I'm sure I've forgotten something, but I'm
going to... You did.
Well, I'm going to go to each one of you, and then I'm sure I'll remember stuff as I go, as y'all go. So, Arthur, what are your updates for us?
Well, at the moment, everybody outside of Las Vegas has either tested or is about to, or has at least told me that they're going to. So that's mostly sorted now. There are a few issues that we're trying to sort out with Nicecast. There's an ongoing issue with Nicecast and people hearing echoes, especially if they talk to somebody on Skype. And Brian from Game Night Guys came up with a solution that makes it better. So I'll be sharing that with all of the non-Vegas people in the hope that it helps them. Now, I did have a question. It said that do people outside of Las Vegas start right on their time, and as opposed to early or whatever? And that actually gets to the start time and the end time. Start right on time to the extent possible. Listen to the stream to see when the person drops it, so you'll know that you're free. But, or if you're using Nicecast, you can just start, and as soon as it the other person disconnects, your Nicecast will connect. But make sure you stop on time. Do not go over your allotted time. It's not fair to whoever follows you.
And so and Vegas will end and begin at the top of the hour.
Yeah.
Precisely.
Yeah. Yeah. The things that Adam was talking about the 50 or 55 minutes, that only applies to Vegas, does not apply to outside of Las Vegas. So, do stick to the time and make sure you end on time. I've also been asked several times, do people outside of Las Vegas need to record their own shows? Yes, you do. Do it just the same way you would normally record a live show or your own show. There's any number of ways you can do it, especially on a Mac. So we are not recording outside of Las Vegas shows. So please do record your show. And I don't know, maybe after the event is over, we can have a link to all of the posted episodes as like we did. Was it last year, year before, whatever? I can't remember. Those are the main issues at the moment. If I get any more, I'll try to post them to the various pages and to the blog as well, in case anybody else needs to see them publicly. But I think everything's pretty much under control for the non-Vegas shows as well.
Arthur, let me play devil's advocate here. What happens if something goes wrong?
Oh, good. Thanks for that. Yes, I mentioned this in emails in previous years, and I will do that again this year to all the participants. But the first thing is, don't panic. It's not the end of the world. If everything just completely collapses and you can't get on the air, because we have a precedent of 20 minutes of silence.
Correct. So,
don't worry about it. Now, for many of the shows, there may be somebody around to help you if you just can't connect for some reason. It depends on the time, because some of the non-Vegas shows will be when I'm in bed, asleep. Is it the middle of the night, my time? Other times, it might be when there's nobody available in Vegas. But a lot of times, there will be somebody around, or there could be somebody in the chat room, another podcaster who's done it. So make sure you do use the chat room, because it's the best way to communicate with people who may or may not be well, hopefully they're listening. With any luck. But the bottom line is, don't panic. Just keep your head about you and go on. And if worse comes to worse and you can't connect and you just can't make it work for whatever reason, the worst thing that will possibly happen is it will default back to the recorded stuff. So it's not like it's going to be an hour of silence.
No.
So don't panic.
Nobody better take over more than 20 minutes. And what? Just one other thing for the show that is ending, that is sending it to another show, hang around just a second. And if the new show doesn't pick up or they're having some problems, don't be afraid to jump back on there.
That's a good idea.
Kind of look out for each other also.
Yeah. And Adam mentioned that we're not doing interstitials in Vegas. We're not doing them for non-Vegas shows either. What we're going to ask you to do, if you remember, is to just say coming up next is whatever, whoever's following you. And I will remind you all of who that is. And it would just be nice to do a personal handoff to the next show. But in the past, we've had so much trouble getting people to actually play the interstitials that were recorded. We just thought it was kind of silly to keep trying to push that. And instead, we request that you announce the show that's coming after you. And that would be lovely if you did that.
And, you know, it's also nice if you're the next show coming up, if you show up in the chat room and say, okay, I'm here, I'm ready to go, you know, just so that the next host knows that, or the host that's on knows that, okay, you know, thank goodness they're ready to go, you know, as soon as this is over. That makes life so much nicer for everybody.
I wanted to add, with connecting, you can go ahead and when it's your time to connect, you can, as I don't know about Nicecast, so Arthur, you'll have to tell me on that. But on Edcast, you can go ahead and click connect, and yes, it will keep trying to connect over and over again. So that way, you can make sure that you're connected as soon as the other person drops out. If you've already, so maybe click connect a minute before your time, and it won't mess them up. Nothing will happen. But as soon as they drop, your Edcast will then, or your Nicecast will pick it up, and then you can start talking. Just make sure you're watching and you know when you're connected. Both of those applications will tell you when you're connected to the stream.
If I remember correctly, the default for Nicecast is that it tries every 10 seconds. I think it's every 10 seconds, something like that anyway. So there will be at most a few seconds between the time that somebody drops the stream and that you start broadcasting. But Adam's absolutely right. Watch your software, because it'll tell you when you're connected, and then you'll know that you're live and can continue. Now, there are two Mac softwares we use. We use Nicecast and one called BUT, which stands for Broadcast Using This Tool. It's a freeware software. It's really bare bones and inelegant. I don't know if that software does that. I haven't had a chance to test that, never even thought about testing that, but it probably does.
And folks that are in the chat room, you can help out the host of shows so much just by saying, yes, we can hear you, okay? Because they don't have any idea if the stream is live or not until you say something. So please help the host out also. That's where you become such a huge, huge part in making sure everything goes as smoothly as possible.
Yeah, and there was a question in the chat room about if you are a host in Vegas and you want to play your own sound effects and that sort of thing, will you be able to do that? The answer is yes. We will have 2 eighth-inch connections available, and those are the size that go into your little headphone jack on your iPhone, iPad, Android pad, your laptop, whatever. So we will have 2 of those connections available to you that you will be able to use to play your own sound effect or whatever. But we just ask for the opening and closing music so that we can have a little bit more control over that and make sure that the beginning and end go smoothly, the volumes and all that.
And Adam, you might also mention we are going to record all the Vegas shows.
Yes, the Vegas shows, that was also mentioned in the chat room. The Vegas shows will be recorded, and those will be provided to you at the end of your block. So whatever your block is, you will have, we will have a way, either we can email it to you or however we're going to provide that to you. But those will be provided to you at the end of your block.
You may get the whole block, but...
Yeah, I don't know that they would be sorted out.
Right.
And
I worry about that later.
Yeah. I think that was the only other technical thing that I thought of right at the moment. So did you have anything else, Arthur, from your end?
No, I think that's pretty much it. We're actually pretty surprisingly under control for the non-Vegas, the remote shows. So I think we're doing pretty good this year.
And it's, you know, y'all, it's not all about Vegas, okay? Those of you that are in Vegas, listen to these shows and participate in their chat rooms also. You know, it's give and take. You want them to participate in yours, you better be participating in theirs some too. So it's all about the whole family supporting each other.
Yes!
Oh!
So since you're already talking anyway, Fatty, what are your lovely updates for us? Your final words of wisdom?
Well, I've had a couple of questions about the pink carpet, or as we say in the South, right, Adam, the pank carpet.
I don't know. I guess that's the way you say it.
Okay. And there is actually going to be a pink carpet there, and Donna Sugars and I will both be there, and we will be speaking to people as they're coming in to the broadcasting studio. For the pink carpet event, for the opening show. And so when we talk to you, don't give us a one-word answer, okay? That doesn't make for good podcasting, okay? And please, if you are so moved, dress up and have fun with this. Oh, last year, people didn't understand what it was all about, but it's a way for folks in Vegas to have a little fun, dress up if you want to, be a little silly if you want to, and you know, it's all fun, but help us out there too, because we got an hour to fill.
And dear God, by all means, make sure that you don't have any strings on your underwear. Because
did you have strings on your underwear?
I had a little string hanging off the tag of my underwear, and I was made fun of by you and Donna for about 5 minutes of me having some butt string or something.
Butt lint?
Butt string.
Something. I don't even know what you said. So, dear God, make sure that you were wearing...
Why were we able to see your underwear?
Oh, I don't know if the waistband was sticking up, or I think you asked to see it, or Donna asked. I don't know.
Okay. There are gonna be signs on the doors of the hospitality suite and the broadcast studio. But now, y'all, we're not going to be in convention style rooms. From what I understand, we're in sort of a training room at the Excalibur. Is that right, Adam?
Say that again. I was reading the chat room.
Okay, great. We're in sort of a training room because it has a very good internet connection there. It'll seat like 80 people. It's twice the size of what we had last year.
Yeah, it's larger than what we had last year. It's in the Excalibur. We will have a screen and a projector and all of that good stuff. I'm not sure if it's twice the size, but yeah, it'll seat around 80 people.
Okay, but anyway, there'll be signage. If you get lost or whatever, the concierge at the Excalibur and at the Luxor are going to know where we are, and they can send you to where you need to go. Now, don't ask them on Wednesday afternoon where we are, because they're probably not going to know then. But all of that's going to happen. Now, y'all, things are going to go wrong, and I'm going to put on my wise old fatty hat here, okay? All right? Things are going to go wrong. We've worked very hard, and everybody has worked very hard to try to make it as nice as possible, but things will go wrong, okay? Some things won't meet some people's expectations. Some people might not get their way, so to speak, okay? But you have to remember, this is not about you, it's about me. No, it's about no, this is about everyone, okay? So if things aren't exactly the way you wanted, or the hospitality suite wasn't open when I wanted to get a drink, well then, you know what? Go down to the bar and buy yourself a drink. Okay. We're not going to be there to have you to provide you with liquor 24 hours a day. So be nice to the people that are working and volunteering for this. Now, I said on my show earlier this week, there are a lot of people that have worked very hard, and this is your chance to be a part of all that. The work part is what I'm talking about. So if you haven't volunteered to do anything, step forward and put a little sweat equity in. Step up to the suits or the skirts and say, what can I do to help? And inevitably, there'll be somebody who needs something. It may not be exactly when you ask, but keep asking, okay? And be happy to help out. It's we all want to have a good time, not just the folks that are attending, but everybody needs to put in a little work this weekend. And the other thing I want to say is, yes, you're in Vegas, and yes, we're all going to have a good time, but you still don't make Big Fatty be your daddy out there or your mama out there, okay? don't embarrass this group, and don't embarrass yourself. Be on your best behavior. You can still have a good time and be on your best behavior, okay? But we're not going to babysit you. Okay.
Which, sorry.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that actually brings up something I wanted to discuss publicly as well, and that is the chat room. My understanding is that it will be monitored very often. Is that true?
I defer to Turniphead on that.
Turniphead sent me some instructions on how to get the status to be able to kick people and stuff, but quite frankly, it was written in Greek. So. Right.
Well, he's from Mexico.
Well, there you go then.
He has added
some new features, and I'm not sure Turniphead would have to, because I honestly have not had time to look at his instructions, but he has added some features. We are making an attempt to monitor it more closely this year, but I don't know the details of that at the moment.
And I'm not responding to anything that happened last year. But y'all, sometimes we all need to be reminded of the things that we learned in kindergarten, okay? Just behave yourself. Okay.
And part of what you're getting at too is that our whole goal is to make it safe and fun for everyone. And to the extent possible, we're not going to permit anybody to have a bad time, in the sense that we're not going to allow people to be victimized or whatever. I don't know. I'm just picking that word out of the air. So that's why why Fatty in particular is stressing this about being on your best behavior, and also look out for your friends. You know, if you see somebody who's being taken advantage of, let somebody know. Because there might be something we can do about it.
Correct. And, you know, like I say, it's nothing that's happened or we're expecting to happen, but I just want to say it up front, okay? And everybody look out, and well said, Arthur, everybody look out for each other, okay?
Well, and we have to remember, you know, as the group gets larger, there's always more chance for something, you know, to happen. So it's just good to have a reminder that we are a group and we want to make sure that we, you know,
and we want to be able to be invited back. Okay.
And I wanted to say, I don't know if anyone has said this in the past, but I really appreciate all the work that Turnip Head has been doing on the chat room. I mean, it gives you a schedule every day when you go in. You can get a schedule of what's playing that day. There are so many new features. I can't even, you know, he's adding features every day of different things that you can do. And I don't even know what those are. And when I said I haven't had time to read it, I am very appreciative, Turnip Head, of all the instructions and everything that you've provided. You know, so I just wanted to give him those props.
Absolutely. And I will make every effort to learn those instructions before the event.
and y'all, if you see a problem in the chat room, please bring it to someone's attention that can do something about it. Okay.
It's the little stars who have the status, isn't it? People with little stars by their name?
Well, it depends on how you're connecting.
It depends on how you're connecting. I have to go through the website now.
Well, you can have half op if you're a half a star. You're op if you have a full star, and you have voice if you have a speaker. Now, what is the definition of half op, op, and voice? No clue. But those are the three statuses. So,
okay.
So I don't know.
Now, Nessa, are you going to cover what's going on Wednesday night?
With the dinner, yes.
Okay. The one thing, since Joey isn't here, he did say at the Suits meeting on Friday night. Yes, that's right. The Suits got together on a Friday night because we're pathetic. But anyway, he should be able to, if you've had a change of heart and you want to go to the Tournament of Kings on Thursday evening, that meal is at 8:30 p.m. in the evening. It's dinner and a show at the Excalibur. If you decided you wanted to do that, he still can get you on the reservation up until showtime. So, but you know, there again, don't, if you're thinking about it, just do it, okay? But that's still an option. I think Zoomanity is closed though.
He hasn't mentioned it, but I'm assuming it is.
Okay. But, you know, if you really want to go to it, email him. Okay. So, but it's going to be tough for Zoomanity, I think. But ask him anyway. We had a couple of people that had to drop out. I got notice of earlier today. So if somebody is out there that may have been kind of on the bubble thinking, gosh, I really wish I had gone and, you know, oh, I found a great airfare here at the last minute. Get in touch with someone and we'll try to get you hooked up with a roommate or something like that. The Luxor codes and the Excalibur codes are still good if you want to have your own room. And it's really going to be a fun week. I know that our first two folks, the Haunt Cub and Ron, I think they're going tomorrow.
Yeah, at 4 a.m.
So that's why he had to leave the chat room. But anyway, so folks are arriving as early as tomorrow, and a lot of folks are coming Wednesday and lots more Thursday and lots more Friday. So, all right, I'll shut up now. Oh, no, wait. I have one big announcement for the pink carpet. Since Big Fatty has lost all this weight, the tuxedo no longer fits. So I will not be wearing the tuxedo on the pink carpet this year, but I will be wearing something that you should enjoy.
Uh-oh.
All righty then. Well, I can't wait to – will we be able to see your butt string?
I am going to be wearing something you should enjoy.
Okay. Well, we will – We will all just wait and see with bated breath. Nessa?
Yes, dear.
Are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Ricky in the chat room says you need to talk a little bit louder. And what are your updates?
I don't know how to talk louder.
Well, just get closer to the mic like and pretend like you're whispering in his ear in the bed.
Hi, Ricky.
that's just creepy.
It is creepy, but, you know, that's how we roll.
Anyone having to share a bed with Ricky is creepy.
Oh, thank you.
No, I mean, it's creepy to have to share a bed with Ricky.
That's okay. We'll spoon and hotbox each other. It's fine. Anyway, so the update for the Wednesday night dinner at Gonzalez y Gonzalez. We made our reservation and the manager has granted us permission to order off the regular menu instead of like the big group menu. So far, there's about 18 of us going. Yes, but we can bring up to 25 people last minute. So if you guys want to go out for some Mexican food and some margaritas, we're going to be meeting at the Luxor Bar downstairs at 5:15 and start heading over there at 5:30. The only stipulation that the restaurant had is that we all have to show up at once. They don't want us showing up and then having stragglers come in because we are such a big group. They kind of want to get us in and out of there. So if you want to go, 5:15, Luxor Bar downstairs on Wednesday. And I was able to get every slot for the host suite or the hospitality suite filled.
Hooray!
We're still going to take volunteers to cover Daniel's shift if possible, and maybe some of mine and Wendy's shifts. But as far as I can see it now, we'll have somebody in there every hour that it's open.
And we can have assistant host also.
We can, yes. You right. can come in and do it in pairs. And you know, you don't have to be by yourself if you want to grab a buddy and, you know, take over a shift for somebody or just hang out in there. That's absolutely fine. And we would appreciate it. And I did say slot, Toppy. I did. So that's pretty much all I have is the dinner and the good news about people coming forward and volunteering.
Are you done?
I'm done.
I have one more thing.
Sure.
Of course you do.
I have one more thing. No. I heard the Fade driver, and he's probably going to be mad at me when I say this, but I heard the Fade driver say it doesn't cost anything to take the Pride 48 shuttle. That's true, okay? But let me tell y'all something. If you're going to use the Pride 48 shuttle, you give Fade driver something, okay? Because he is saving you from having to take a cab, which is very expensive out there.
Okay? Now, I don't know if this goes for everybody, but he did tell me that he takes other forms of payment.
His ass is in the air and the door room is open.
I'm sorry, maybe that was just, I don't know if that was just for me, but anyway.
I think that's just for
you. Can I pay him if I don't use the shuttle? I'm just kidding.
Sure. But, and Melissa the Confused and Gary in Albuquerque, you know, they're renting cars or buying gas also. And if they're parking their cars to come in and meet you and help you with your luggage and take you to the airport, don't a one of you dare let them pay for the parking. Okay. I'm sorry. I'll be your mama in this case. Okay. Do the right thing, folks. Okay.
Give Melissa will be stubborn and tell you no.
I know.
Make her take it.
Okay. And you put a little something in their pockets. And y'all, because they're doing it out of the goodness of their heart and that's their contribution. But let you do the right thing. And then if they want to take that money and contribute it to Pride 48, that's fine. Okay. But you do the right thing on this. I mean, you're benefiting from this and you should do the right thing.
You go, mama.
So anyway, I'm sorry. I just feel like I need to get on my high horse every now and then. So
as you should.
And Donna Sugars too. Donna Sugars is picking people up at the airport as well. So,
all right. So, another thing, if you have donated, another apology, if you have volunteered for something, because I know we really stressed Big Fatty really stressed volunteering. If you have volunteered and it fell through the cracks for some reason, all the suits have been getting 3 million emails from each other, from everybody else about all these things we've been taking care of. And we apologize if we have forgotten anything, but please, please, please don't be offended. And we will have sign up sheets in the suite that you can, even if you've already told us, if we haven't contacted you, you can go ahead and sign up again to do those things. That would be very helpful to us. I would say email us, but I don't even think at this point. I think you should just sign up in the suite or come up to us personally when you're there if you want to do that. And I mentioned the things. It's host for In Between the Vegas shows. It is anybody, if you want to help out on the suite, if you want to help out as a runner sort of position during Vegas shows, those are the main three things that we have right now. So those three things we will have signups for. The other thing that I wanted to say is I will be doing the little interviewee type thing on video that I'll be either posting somewhere on the website or doing a DVD. I don't have the times for that, but most likely it will be after the live events on Saturday night. I will be in the suite with a video camera and that sort of thing, and I'll have lights and all that so you can look your best. But basically, I'm just gonna ask you funny questions and or maybe some serious, you know, just different questions, and you're just gonna answer, and then we're gonna splice those together with little pictures and other things for people to see. So I will make it known what the times are. I'll put them on the schedule. It may be more than one time, but I will make it known via the website, and I will announce it at the event and make it known, like in the suite as well, what the times are going to be for those. I just don't yet know when I'm going to be the most free to do that. But I do want to do it because I think it'd be really funny and cool. So
the last thing that I will say is, if you're going to be in Vegas and you're a podcaster, don't expect everybody to be at every show. Don't get your feelings hurt if a certain person isn't at your show. Okay. There are other things that are going on also. It doesn't mean they don't care about you or they don't, or even that they're not listening. Okay. But everybody can't be at every show, and you shouldn't feel like you have to be at every show either. But be as supportive as you can. And, you know, it's a time for different groups to come together and for you to get to meet new people and make new friends. But also don't get your feelings hurt. Okay. If you don't have a room full of people. Okay. Because everybody cannot be at every show. So, and folks that are outside of Vegas, don't have your feelings hurt. If the chat room isn't as full, when you're doing your show is when some of the other shows are full. So y'all, you don't have any idea who's listening. Okay. Whether they're in their chat room or not, there are people listening.
And there will be people listening who aren't in the chat room, which is important to stress.
Absolutely.
On that note, we were not even aware, but there is an Android app for Pride 48, and I'm going to add a link to the website as soon as I can. But if you go over to, if you have an Android device, I'm sure you know how to get apps. But if you go over to the Google Play Store and look for Pride 48 in the Android apps, there is a Pride 48 app where you can listen. I don't have an Android apps, or I don't have an Android device, so I can't test it out. I'm not sure what all the features are, but I know for sure you can listen on the app.
And of course, the BFO app has Pride 48 on it.
And the BFO app has right. Pride 48 on it. So there is that as well. And
Sorry. I just completely gelled out. If anyone has any like special requests as far as booze goes, I know I've been getting a lot of vodka, vodka, vodka. I got it. But if there's anybody who wants something special, I kind of want to make sure that everybody has a little something they like. Send me an email, and
you
I will.
Got your case of Tanqueray, do you?
No, we had too much gin last year.
Right, we did.
All right, so I'm sure I forgot something. Oh, and you got my alcohol request right, Nessa.
Yes, I do.
Okay. But because this is the last day of the station, and I'm sure I've forgotten something, are there any questions from the chat room before we go? Any last-minute questions that we have not answered?
Kathy Bacon isn't going to be there, but she'd like to have some Captain Morgan. Okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, while we wait for them to respond, I have a special announcement just for Toppy Smelly.
Uh-oh.
It's 1:03 p.m. Tuesday in Auckland as we are broadcasting this.
Oh, great.
Toppy asked earlier what time it was here.
So,
So we're still waiting.
I'm looking. Let's see. Turnip Head is interested. It's interesting that he's still sandwiched between the two Wesses.
Dr. Stone said that the suite smelled like a distillery by the end of the weekend.
Now, I don't know what this means or whether it was true or not, but we did get an email from Joey earlier today saying that the suite is the presidential suite. Oh. So I don't know what he meant by that, if that was the truth or he was joking.
But what that means is that
I didn't see that either.
Well, that would mean you'd have to show your birth certificate to get in, I would think.
The short form or the long form.
And this brings up another point, and I'll be your mama again. Oh. Clean up your mess. Just because you have Wendy and Nessa in charge of the suite, they are not the maids of the suite. Okay. If you make a mess, clean it up. Okay. Leave it better than the way you found it.
So there was another question. When is Big Fatty breakfast? 8:30 Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
No, not Thursday.
8:30 Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And, you know, I should probably say that. I think working out with me will be Friday, Saturday, Sunday as well. Mm-hmm. So those, and I'll just reiterate, the calendar is up to date except for those two things, and I will have everything on the calendar before the event for sure. So it will be completely up to date, but everything is up to date right now. If you could include something in the email to me, if you're sending an email to me on the intros, and thanks, Daniel, for pawning that off on me. If you could put something in there like intro or theme song, something so that I can keep track of it, that would be fantastic.
Yeehaw.
And sounded y'all, like somebody was going to say something.
I'm going to say something. Joey and Adam and Nessa and Arthur have worked their asses off to put all this together. And y'all, you have no idea how much time has been spent on this. And if you don't thank them, then shame on you, because they really have done yeoman's work to make this hopefully be a success. And y'all, here's the thing. We're going to get there, and we don't know. We don't have any idea what kind of facility we're going to have. Okay. We have an idea, but we don't know. We won't know until Thursday what kind of facility we're going to have or Wednesday. And so everything has to happen very quickly. They're packing their suitcases with microphones and cords and stuff like that. So there's just so much more that goes into this than you will ever know. So please be ye kind.
So thank you for that. I appreciate it. I'm sure we all appreciate your words. You know what? But you've worked really hard as well. So don't leave yourself out. Fatty has worked hard.
I'm just the mouth.
And the balls.
So I was
the mama.
So Nessa, when does the suite open on Thursday?
Hold on. Let me look at the schedule.
Because what I wanted to say.
Okay.
Is that registration will be in the suite. So that is where you will get your swag bag and your name tag and your schedule, the printed out schedule, and all of that. So the first place, if you're going to the class, go ahead and go to the class. That's fine, because the classes are before the registration happens. But you can register any time during the weekend. That stuff, the name tag and all that, will be available. But it would be best if the first place you go is the suite to get all that stuff taken care of. Signing up for anything you want, any raffle items, we will have you can buy tickets. And there will be a few things that are only raffling in Vegas, and you can go ahead and put tickets in. We're going to have bags for you to put tickets in that we're going to raffle off those items as well.
And that's the raffle takes place during the kickoff show, which is right after the pink carpet.
Correct. And did you find out when it opens?
Yes. We're opening at 4 p.m. Pacific time, Vegas time, local time.
Okay. And Adam, will you, once we find out where the suite is and where the studio is, will you be putting that on the website?
Yeah, the suite information, all of that will be on the website. And I think probably what I'll do for the weekend is everything for Vegas will be what comes up when you go to the site. So I'll switch it so that Vegas is the top of the when you go there, you'll see Vegas stuff. Yeah. So that'll be on the main page. We'll have information on where to go for the suite, and that information will be on the website. Yes. And I'm sure there was something else that I wanted to say, and I cannot remember. So I don't think there were any other questions. Did any of you guys have anything else that you wanted to mention before we go?
I'm just super excited to see everybody. Very excited.
And y'all, we're going to be tired by the time it starts. Okay. So just keep that in mind, that we're going to be tired, and we'll just keep that in mind. Okay.
And probably a little drunk.
Well, and in the beginning, Nessa will feel her face, and in the end, she will not.
I will not. I give you a guarantee. So,
did you get the box of tissues, Nessa? The case of tissues.
No, I couldn't find one that was reasonably priced, so I just said screw it.
I'm sure someone will come up with some.
Yeah.
Okay. And for those of you who can't be with us in Vegas, be with us in spirit. We're doing the interstitials in between shows out there so that you can hear what's going on and feel like you're more part of what's going on. And your participation is no less important than for those that are in Vegas. And don't ever feel like you're the second tier, because you're not.
Right. And not just once again, if any of us have not gotten back to you for anything, we apologize in advance, but it has been really busy, and we all love you.
And it's only going to get busier.
All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and end this then. I don't think anyone has anything else. If you have any questions that we did not cover, feel free to email any of us or, you know, go on the Facebook. A really good way to get questions answered is to either go to the Google Plus group and post questions there. There are quite a few members there already, or go to the Facebook group. Both of those, there are links for both of those on the page. And so if you can't get one of the quote unquote suits or skirts, one of the other people who've been listening to different things will be able to help you. So that's another way for you to get information as well. All right. Well, I am looking forward to seeing everybody on
travel safe.
Yeah, I will be there Wednesday evening. I think a lot of people will be there Wednesday, so I will see you all there. Say goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Goodbye, everybody.
All right. We will see you guys in Vegas. And for those of you that aren't going to Vegas, we will see you in the chat room. So,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye. As soon as I find the music. There we go. Maybe. Damn it. You know, I can't do this. You would think after all this time podcasting.
You sure would. Dear.
You know what? I mute my laptop for some strange reason.
It's coming.
Oh, Jesus.
It's coming. It's coming.
And not in the good way.
Pride 48 2012 is coming to an internet near you. Live from fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada, the luxurious Luxor Resort, and cities around the globe, Pride 48 2012 will be streaming across the World Wide Web September 14th through the 16th. Join us online or in person. Stay at the Luxor and Excalibur Resorts and take advantage of our special discounts using our exclusive discount codes. For all this information and more, log on to pride48.com and be sure to mark September 14th through the 16th on your big gay calendar.
Okay.
Wow, that was fantastic. You know, that Adam is a fantastic host. I was mesmerized sitting there listening. I couldn't take my ears off of him.
Really?
I mean, to be honest.
I thought that Big Fatty was... I was going to say Arthur, but there's a chance that Arthur didn't show up. So I would say, that Big Fatty was my favorite. Yes!
Well, why? And one question.
Sure.
Is Joey on a constant menstrual cycle? Or
he is.
I mean, he is always
I have said to Mr. Jewy Elbow Honker, I live for the day that you're actually happy for like 30 seconds, just 30 seconds, just happy, just without complaining about something, but you're not. But, you know, I will say this one thing about that Adam guy.
Yes.
He's pretty smart for somebody with half a brain. DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Not contents, commons. Ah, fuck, whatever. Give us a call on the voicemail line. 2x2 DI Plus, that is 229-234-7587, or send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com. We're going to be in Vegas. Listen to us there. You know, and would it kill you to call, send some email, so we'll have some stuff to talk about?
Yeah, we'll have Great. We'll have a couple of contacts for in Vegas, so be sure to tune in.
All right.
And we'll see you there.
Well, I won't. I won't be there.
In Vegas?
No, I won't be in Vegas. I'm not going.
Oh.
I've decided now. After listening to that State of the Station, I decided I'm just not going to go.
Well, I'll be there in the spa, ladies and gentlemen. Excellent. So join me.
And just bring me in through Google Hangouts or something, and then that way I can do the show there. Good night, Chet.
Good night, David.